From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman's Washington home hosted a viewing party for friends and family to watch his performance in Wednesday night's Republican presidential debate from thousands of miles away. And among the guests was Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics, whom we speak with every Friday. I asked him about the experience at Huntsman's not-so-humble abode.
Well, I guess if you want to find some Huntsman fans these days, the Huntsman home is probably a good place to start. the family held a little small watch party. It was for they call it the H generation, the younger college kids who didn't have to pay more than maybe say $100 to go to a watch party and kind of meet people. The whole goal, I guess, was to kind of get some people excited about Utah's former governor, and they certainly did. It's a very nice place. That's I have to say. By the way, it's $3.6 million and looks every penny of it.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's it. Just a little bit of chunk of change right there.
Any particular points in the debate that elicited a response from the crowd?
You know, there were several points. I think one of the biggest ones was when Huntsman kind of took the other candidates to task over their kind of denial of human-caused climate change, and when he kind of went on about the science part, it really got the crowd kind of engaged with that, and, you know, they were applauding loudly, and you could see his wife, Mary Kay, was sitting in the audience, and daughter, Mary Ann, and they were both very excited, you know, in their living room to see their dad, their husband, do this. It was they were pretty excited about his performance, that's for sure. They certainly wanted him to get more questions in, though. That's no question about that.
And as a man who thinks with his stomach, Thomas, I'm curious, how was the food and possibly drink?
You know, I did not partake in that, actually, but I did see that. There was some beer and wine a lot of water and some barbecue, apparently. But the fun thing to note about that is that the Huntsman's home was actually the home of the contestants on Top Chef D.C., although I didn't see anything left over from the show there, unfortunately.
So, Thomas, it seems that Huntsman is really taking a more direct approach in going after Mitt Romney, even releasing an ad, I understand, attacking his jobs creation record in Massachusetts. Describe that to me.
Yeah, sure. Well, Huntsman's obviously trying to still get traction out there in the polls, and I guess one of those ways you do that is you attack the big dog right now, which is kind of Romney and Perry. And Huntsman seems to think that he's got a really good angle on Mitt Romney. Huntsman likes to cite that at one point Utah was rated the number one job creation state, whereas during the time that Romney was governor of Massachusetts, they came in 47th on one outlet's summary of how the jobs are performing. So, you know, Huntsman keeps attacking this line. He does have a new ad out there. He also just released another ad today talking about how, you know, Huntsman is the guy to bring the economy back. Both of those ads, I will have to note, include that motocross rider in the southern Utah desert. They're never going to get rid of that guy, apparently.
Going back to the debate, Thomas, I understand Governor Huntsman was suffering from a sinus infection. Now, he's not a very loud-spoken guy to begin with, is he?
No, he's not. You may recall from trying to get audio from him before, he's very difficult to hear in the first place. When I talked to his wife yesterday, she said when he first called that she could, you know, barely understand him. He was really, really coarse, and he was having a hard time, you know, getting his sentences out. But apparently, you know, drank some ginseng or something yesterday. He seemed to bounce pretty back. Little hoarse voice a little bit, but he certainly found it. Maybe a good microphone helps out there, too.
So, Thomas, Huntsman has gotten a lot of attention, of course, for his tweet that says, you know, I believe in human-caused global warming, call me crazy. But he's also getting a lot of attention for his continued obsession with the musician Captain Beefheart. Is there a large demographic out there of Captain Beefheart-loving voters?
You know, I had to look it up myself because I had no idea who Captain Beefheart was. I have to say the music's a little not my style. You won't find this on my iPod. But maybe there's a reason. Maybe the Huntsman can empathize with this guy. He's kind of a lesser-known rocker who's, you know, kind of heralded as, you know, had one of the best albums in the Rolling Stone magazine at one point. He's got a huge following. I guess there's some fan base out there. So maybe Huntsman can empathize because, hey, look, here's a lesser-known guy, but people still liked him, and maybe Huntsman still hoping that Captain Beefheart makes a comeback. I'm not sure.
Turning to congressional matters, Thomas, you recently took a look at how a transit bill that is tied up and not passing out of Congress right now will affect the state. What did you find?
Well, this is, the White House estimated that there were some 9,000 jobs in Utah, plus 1,000 or so projects in the state. We're talking about highway projects from building roads to repaying Utah Transit Authority for the commuter rail to Ogden or the tracks line out to Mid-Jordan. Those things obviously are tied to federal money, and this bill that's in Congress right now is just kind of held there. There's nothing that's really going on with it. And we have till the end of the month to either get that bill passed, or we're talking, like I say, the White House says 9,000 jobs could be lost in the state of Utah. It's yet to be seen what exactly is going to happen with the bill, if Republicans will want to pass a clean extension of it as the Democrats want, or if the Democrats will stomach a few changes to this bill to actually get it through.
And finally, Thomas, former NFL Bengals player Jason Buck, who now lives in Utah County, has decided to run for Congress. Well, my question is there room in Congress for two former BYU football stars who happen to both be named Jason?
You know, why not, right? We've got a Rob, we've got an Oren, we've got a Mike, and we've already got a Jason. So maybe it'll just make it easier for me to, get hold of them, just to call out the Jasons together. I think Tommy would be nice in there, but I'm not announcing any race yet.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, we've been speaking with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. And Thomas, we will catch you next Friday.
Sounds good. Take care.